This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. Kevin McCullough welcoming you in. We're shorthanded by one set of hands tonight, so thank you for giving me 5 extra seconds to hit the on button for my microphone. I don't normally use, I'm not used to doing this. I haven't been for a long time, but I am tonight because we had some sort of mix-up. I guess Kyle was supposed to work, but... Like, you know, Kyle is our budding reporter. Like, he goes, like, wherever the president goes. He gets to, like, jet on Air Force One and, like, in... Like, it's so cute because he literally looks like he's 16, but I think he's graduated college. But he runs his own kind of little news service, and he asks good questions. And so the president's had him in for several things. So he's off in El Paso or on the border doing something tonight, standing guard with the Minutemen or something. I don't know. And then our boss, Mr. Quinones, was not able to make it in. Rumor had it he was going to an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez campaign rally. I don't believe that. I don't care what Nick said. I don't think Ivan was going to see AOC tonight. I don't. I think he had something more legit to do with his time. But regardless, we're glad to have you with us. Captain Dave is taking your calls on the phone lines. They are open, 888-340-3373. And Mr. Nick is in the control room doing a stellar job of managing not only the phone calls, but also making sure that our video feeds are getting everywhere, not just to the Biz TV TV network, but also to GCN. And all the radio stations that get us, which we are brand new tonight in San Francisco. Yay, AM 1380, The Answer, KTKZ. If you're joining us tonight, we're going to put you through on the top of the call list. You're going to get on the air first. We're grateful to be on in your area, and we welcome your calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And no matter what the topic, we always take your calls. But if you're in San Francisco or Sacramento tonight, which are markets 8 and 20, we are very thrilled to have added those two markets tonight with AM 1380, The Answer, and look forward to being part of that Salem station's future as well. Now, it is time, per usual, at the beginning of the second hour to open up the ladies' lounge, and one of the fast fan favorites around these parts rejoins us tonight. She may have one of the longest streaks going in terms of people that have been able to join us consistently, but Kristen B. Tate is her name, and she normally has the kind of distinct advantage of having like a well-lit studio to join us television-wise. We're just going to have to put up with a really pretty picture of her tonight instead. But she just got off of an airplane, and she may even be joining us live from her Uber. I'm not exactly sure. Kristen, welcome home, and welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Good to have you in both cases.
Thank you so much, Kev. Great to be with you. Made it home. I got out of my Uber and excited to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Now, where did you go?
So I went to Austria, which was amazing, and did some skiing and touring around Vienna. It was beautiful, and had a great time.
If people follow you on Instagram, they will see that you went to the opera one night, and I'm just curious, was the Vienna opera as was it everything that someone who says those words in their minds thinks it's going to be?
It really was, and I've got to say, I'm not an opera fan. I get very bored and usually fall asleep. But I was surprised at how wonderful it was. And, of course, the experience was just majestic, you know, being in Vienna at the opera. Anyone who's been to the New York Opera kind of knows that feeling.
Sure.
It's really something special. Even if you don't like opera as an art form, attending a show like that is really something to behold.
Yeah, and you'll never forget it. Like, that's just going to be one of those beautiful moments in life where you're going to be like, I remember when. Very, very cool. Well, so you've been on a plane all day. Have you been able to catch up on any of the news that's been going on in the U.S. since you've been overseas?
I have, and it's been a little bit horrifying, a little bit entertaining, and some good stuff, too, like the State of the Union. So it's been a little of everything, but I've been watching it very closely.
Well, you were, and you have to, because if you're just joining us, Kristen B. Tate is a contributor to The Hill newspaper and website. She also is a twice best-selling author. Her most recent successful book, How Do I Tax Thee? A Field Guide to the Great American Ripoff. It talks about how many taxes you're paying that you don't even know. And then she writes about, week to week in The Hill, she writes about all kinds of things related to politics, millennials, voting patterns, libertarian issues, conservative issues, the Republican, the liberal divide, et cetera, et cetera. And one of those interesting stories, Kristen, that happened this week is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I still think I say her name better than anybody else in the media. I think
you really do.
I'm wanting to win that award so badly. Lady Cortez has come out with her Green New Deal. Or her new Green Deal, or the deal that is new and green, or something. She released the details yesterday, and all I had to see to really know what it was going to be like before I was able to read it for myself was to see Kimberly Strassel's Twitter feed, of course, the legendary Wall Street Journal columnist, and she said, and she did an entire thread on Twitter, and she said in the first post that by the time she got to the end of the paper, that she was laughing so hard that if the Republicans had wanted to find a caricature of somebody that they could have just, you know, made a cartoon of to give them everything they want for a candidate in 2020 to run against, that this Green New Deal does that. And Kristen, within 24 hours, you have every declared Democratic candidate for the office in 2020, the ones that are already running, including Elizabeth Warren, who announced today, already saying that they stand with Ocasio. Like,
right.
Explain this to us.
Well, I mean, yes, Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal are essentially a parody of what conservatives always portray liberals as. She is a walking, breathing parody. I gotta say, though, I think initiatives like this Green New Deal will end up backfiring on the Democrats in the coming election, because obviously it's just so wacky and it's very alienating to a lot of former blue dog Democrats and moderate Democrats, of which there are many, by the way, you know, like especially older Democrats in the 50 plus, 60 plus age range. But here's what concerns me, Kevin. I don't think that this line of thought will be successful in 2020. However, I think over the next 10 to 20 years, I do think that the left and the right will both kind of shift leftward. So, like, the new Democratic Party is going to look a lot more like AOC moving forward, and that'll become the new mainstream. And I think there will be a strain of the right, like the Trump people, who stay very far to the right, but I think there's going to be these sort of centrist right people, and then the former Blue Dog Democrats who become this other sort of third party of a more centrist, a little bit more left-leaning conservative party. So I think we're going to see a very fractured party system, perhaps even the beginning of a crumble of the two-party system because of this sort of new way of thinking on the far left, which, again, I don't think will be successful in this coming presidential election, but I do think over a period of maybe a decade will become the mainstream thought on the left.
Lindsey Graham, in describing this plan, said that it is so bad it is though a three-year-old tried to take an economics and environmental courses on the college level and came up with this as their thesis.
And there's no detail. That's the other thing about it. Like, she lists all of these things, many of which, by the way, have nothing to do with a Green New Deal, like, have nothing to do with energy. Like, the side projects of this Green New Deal are, like, social and, you know, racial justice. Okay, well, she doesn't give any specifics about how she's
Well, she claims that turning everything green is going to create progress in those areas without even explaining how.
Well, she doesn't explain anything. And I heard an interview with her from a few days ago on NPR, and we all know NPR certainly isn't the most right-leaning of outlets. And even they were kind of grilling her, you know, how are you going to pay for this? And AOC's response was, well, there's this misconception that everything the government does needs to be funded by taxpayers. And so the host at NPR said, well, what do you mean? And AOC said, well, what I mean is we can do deficit spending. And the host said, well, you do realize that eventually taxpayers have to foot the bill for deficit spending, right? And there was basically a silence on the other side. I don't think this woman knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, most people that have seen her answer almost any question on television, Kristen, but have come to that same conclusion. We're speaking with Kristen B. Tate. She's the author of How Do I Tax Thee? She's home safely tonight after her world travels. We're glad that she is, and we're coming right back. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Follow her online. Twitter is Kristen B. Tate, at Kristen B. Tate, and you can read her in The Hill and, of course, see her all over cable television as well. It's Radio Night Live from New York. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you. Welcome back to New York. There's a live shot of Times Square if you're just joining us. And it has been a very interesting week for sure. You had the State of the Union earlier this week and people responding to it and so forth. We may have time to get Kristen's thoughts on that as well. But we've been talking about the announcement of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her new Green Deal, and the way in which people have responded to it has been fairly significant. Now, Kristen, you said you've already given your prognostication about where you think that the parties are heading, and I to be candid, I don't disagree with you. I think that we've kind of been on a leftward trajectory for a while. At least we certainly were hardcore for the last 8 years. Last couple of years with Trump, I think we've reclaimed some degree of traditional sanity, at least in some regards to economic policy and foreign policy expectations. But, you know, how long does that last? Because obviously someone like AOC is young, she's energized, and she's created a lot of vim and vigor and fury around a lot of things. But the fact that every Democratic candidate is embracing this list of crazy ideas, one of them is no more vehicles, no airplanes, no cars. I mean,
not only that, Kevin, it's guaranteed economic security for everybody who's, quote, unwilling to work. I mean, this is crazy talk. This is almost like communism.
Okay, so when Kamala Harris announced her candidacy last week, she said she wanted, you know, universal health care. It's Medicare for all, right, or whatever they're calling it. And she estimated it's going to be $35 trillion. At least there was a number attached to it. And that would be basically our $3.5 trillion total GDP for the next decade just to pay for that Medicare for all. So she's at least put a number to it. I don't think that actuarials can actually even find a number to go on the AOC stuff because it's so outlandish.
Right, and it's never going to happen, but this line of thinking is becoming more mainstream, and it is becoming the heart and soul of the Democratic Party, but the Democrats know that this is not going to work with a lot of their constituents, which is why the reaction to Howard Schultz saying that thinking of running was so extreme from the left.
Right.
They're terrified that a more moderate, left-leaning candidate will enter the race and just scoop up all of the former Blue Dog Democrats and working-class Democrats who are, you know, they're not Republicans, but they're also scared of the socialism talk and the social justice warrior stuff. So...
Well, and let's be candid. Let's
pretty telling.
And let's just tell the truth. Those are the people that Trump got to vote for him that had not voted for a Republican in three or four cycles. I mean, since really the Reagan Democrats of the 80s, you hadn't had a crossover of like Rust Belt, blue collar, union type people. But those people didn't trust Obama and Hillary, and they really don't trust AOC.
Of course not. I think the Democrats continue to make the mistake of running on identity politics, which mm-hmm. does work with very, very deep blue districts and young voters and maybe some minority communities, but it just simply does not work with baby boomers, especially working class baby boomers, and they need those votes to win elections. So, you know, the question everyone keeps asking is, oh, can Kamala Harris, could she turn out the minority communities the way that Obama did? That's not the question that actually interests me. The question that interests me is, could Kamala Harris, if she got the nomination, turn out working-class white voters? Could she turn out those former Blue Dog Democrats that Trump did turn out?
Yeah.
Surprising numbers in 2016. No one's really asking that question. The Democrats are really taking that massive and really critical block of voters for granted, and they shouldn't. But I think they know that their ideology doesn't line up with those folks, and we saw that with the reaction results saying that he might get in the race.
I think you're starting to see that in another demographic that is very important to them, and that is the Hispanic vote. I don't know if you've watched, Kristen, but since about 60 days out before the shutdown, Trump was at running. He was running about 31-32% with Hispanics nationwide, which is not bad for a Republican, actually. Just after the State of the Union, but polling that had stopped just before the State of the Union, just after the State of the Union, they released his latest numbers, and he was over 50% with Hispanics nationwide. If that number holds in 2020, Democrats don't have a prayer of a chance, because it's the same thing. It's an issue that the Democrats have demagogued instead of coming up with solutions about, and they know that their communities get hurt just as bad, if not worse, than everybody else's does if nobody does anything about the southern border. So they actually want President Trump to build the wall, be tough, and kick MS-13 and people that aren't supposed to be here out of the country.
Of course, yeah. You know, the Democrats, every 3 years, they show up in these communities, including the black communities, and give these people lip service, but they don't produce anything in the way of revolt. And I've always said, particularly when it comes to the Hispanic community, that's a very family-based religious community.
Yep.
Of course, that's a generality, but they do tend to be more religious, family-based. So,
well, that's important. That's important from the social. That's important from the social standpoint. In other words, they're not going to care about 9th month, 30th day abortions. That's not something like they're the opposite.
The demographic for the country that bothers me when Republicans automatically assume that, you know, like all Hispanic voters are automatically going to go to Democrats. That's it. There's a real opportunity to get Hispanic voters to vote Republican if only we would reach out to them in more meaningful ways.
Yeah.
And I think Trump has done that in certain ways with results, which is great, but I would love to see more active outreach and, you know, really recognizing that community as one that could be really fundamental to the Republican voting constituency.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of frustrating, Kristen, because to some degree the Trump campaign operation, and they'll only go through two, right, because that's the most he can be elected, they'll still be very, very inexperienced and kind of, you know, doing it all for the first time all over again in 2020. He's done the work. He's done the policy work. He's gotten African Americans and Latino Americans and Asian Americans and everybody having, you know, women, the best employment rates in, you know, recent history or history. And he's given them an economy that is helping them get better wages as well. Some people don't realize that their wage growth is way up. He's done the work. Now all they need is that they need to find that effective team that can join the campaign and say, hey, are you aware of what's happened and how good it is, and just really tell that story. And I think you're right. If they don't get strategic about that, and I think that they will, I just think, you know, we're still a little ways out from the real heft of the machinery kicking in. But I think that there's going to be some good growth there.
I agree, and I think that this constant portrayal of Republicans and Trump as racist without any actual evidence for that is getting tired.
Yeah.
And people are starting to see through it. Again, it comes down to the results. But I would like to see active outreach by Trump. And while I like Trump's tweeting, I think he's amazing at speeches. That's where he's at his best. I do think that it would be helpful if he would make a very clear point to make sure he distinguishes the difference between MS-13 and illegal immigrants who are doing bad things and coming across our border illegally, and then the Hispanic community that is in the country legally and contributing to our society,
yeah,
making it a stronger, more colorful place. He really needs to kind of make sure he makes that distinction very clear.
Kristen
and
B. Tate.
Has, but I want to see more of it.
Great stuff as always. We appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has given the Trump administration until Monday to voluntarily turn over documents related to White House security clearances. That action follows reports about how President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner got his clearance. Last month, the New York Times asked Trump if he pushed for that.
I know that there was issues back and forth about security for numerous people, actually, but I don't want to get involved in that stuff.
Oakland public school teachers end their strike after negotiators announced a tentative contract. Union President Keith Brown says there's a pay raise and support staffers will be added.
More counselors, psychologists, support for new students, and bonuses to help nurse recruitment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known some, first met you was lonesome, came inside of my heart, grew like the world was new to me.
That's the Hot Sardines. We love those guys around here. That's why we made them the official house band. They do such a cool selection. And, you know, if you're around the city at some point in time, it's not entirely uncommon to, at some point in time, catch them doing a live performance in the subways. That's kind of like what they kind of cut their teeth on. And then they've shot a lot of their videos down there. And I've, on like three different occasions, run into them cutting it up down there. So it's a lot of fun. Anyway, welcome. It's Saturday night. Welcome to those of you listening to KTKZ, AM 1380, The Answer. In the Sacramento, San Francisco area, we're thrilled to have you with us, and thank you so much. I'm opening up the phone lines, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. You got anything to say about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her new Green Deal? We'll take your calls. Maybe you want to talk about Elizabeth Warren. She threw her hat into the ring to run for president today. She made the announcement in Massachusetts. Lawrence, Massachusetts. And she did so even though this last week she was caught in a flat-out lie. She had said on record many times in the past, I never used the implication of my Native American heritage to get ahead. Never used it to try to get into, you know, to advance my placement on anything or to, get special consideration. And then her Texas bar application came back, and lo and behold, in the race spot there, she put Native American. And as you may know, the president called her Pocahontas for a long time because he thought she was not telling the truth about really being Native American. She ended up taking the DNA test, and when the DNA test was completed, she was 1,023 of 1,024ths not, for sure, Native American. So meaning one out of 1,024ths, there was a possibility she might have been some tiny little bit African-American. And some people were saying, oh, that's it. Shortest presidential run ever. Well, she announced today, so she's in. Maybe you have thoughts on that. Maybe those of you watching in Massachusetts tonight, maybe you have thoughts on whether or not you think your senator would make a great president. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. But I really want to get to this story. Do you remember, a little more than a year ago, Megyn Kelly, who, as in terms of being a media professional, her politics aside, and there's people that hold it against her that she said something to Trump in the first debate and all this other stuff. All that aside, in my dealings with her in the past, she's always been an exemplary, stellar individual who treated guests on all sides, whether they agreed with her or didn't agree with her, and most of the time you didn't know if you agreed with her or didn't agree with her, she treated them all equally, she treated them all with grace and respect and kindness, etc. She had a huge afternoon show on Fox News Channel, owned everything, owned every channel. Like, there wasn't anybody that came even close, and that's why she was the only solo host on the network that had a two-hour show, because she was that good. They moved her to prime time. She sometimes beat Bill O'Reilly, being on an hour later than him. It was strong enough of an entry into the primetime lineup that they bumped Hannity down an hour to make room for her. And when that jaunt came to an end, NBC whisked her away. Big multi-million dollar, tens of millions of dollars contract. And from almost the beginning over there, people didn't like her. I don't know if it was because she was from Fox or whatever, but there was always this kind of like out to get Megyn Kelly. So you may remember the circumstances of her departure. She said something along the lines of, well, you know, when I was a kid, I remember people saying that blackface was okay for Halloween. She didn't say she used blackface. She didn't say she had ever seen anybody use blackface. She's just recalling that when she was a kid, there was somebody, an adult or somebody in her sphere at some point in time that had said, hey, if you want to go as an African-American and you're a white person, you can put blackface on for Halloween and it's not offensive. That recollection of that memory ended up forcing her to utter an apology. She had to have on a whole spate of African-American guests the next day. There's not a racist bone in Megyn Kelly's body. She's just not that way. But they made her do all this stuff. They ended up firing her anyway. Or parting ways amicably, whatever it is. I think they're still in a dispute over what they owe her. And she's going to get every dime of her contract because that was the kind of setup that it was. But Joy Behar this week did something different. And when we come back, I want you to see, and I want to ask you if there's a double standard at play. That's when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 is the number. 888-340-3373. So I was telling you before we went to break, Megyn Kelly got fired for just recalling a memory that someone had told her when she was a kid that blackface was allowed to be used if you were imitating an African-American and you wanted to do it for Halloween. So not unlike what the governor of Virginia, Mr. Northam, did. He wanted to imitate Michael Jackson for a costume party, evidently, and he knew that black shoe polish worked really well, and that's what he said, and that's what he did, and he went, and so forth. She never did it, she never said it, but she lost her job. Those of you watching on Biz TV and those of you watching on the internet right now, I want you to see a picture. This is Joy Behar from the 1970s. And she showed this picture on The View this week with the ladies that she was discussing this there. She admits that her skin is purposefully darkened here. You can kind of even make out like where her more white eyes and lips are kind of featured. And now they kind of filled in the rest of the space with like a darker cream of some sort to make her skin look like. But she went full fro. She's got, a very kind of 70s-centric dress on. It would have been very popular. And she admitted that she did all this to pretend to be an African-American woman in the 1970s at this party that she went to. Now, what I want to know, and I think that it's fair because, again, Megyn Kelly lost her job for just saying she remembered somebody saying that they did this. This was a Halloween party that Joy Behar did. She actually did this. And thus far, ABC and The View have been mum about it completely. They're not saying anything. Joy Behar's not saying anything, but she admitted it on her show. And she definitively does not look like that African-American woman that she was trying to portray in that picture. So my question is very simple. 888-340-3373. Why the discrepancy? Why did Megyn Kelly have to lose her job completely with the Today Show? Why did she have to go off the air completely? Why did she have to do a mea culpa and hour-long apology the next day and then basically just never be allowed back in the building? Why was it? Why, when she said, this is what I heard and remembered from my childhood, no admission of having done it herself or anything like that. She was just honestly saying, this is what I heard. This is what people, someone around me told me when I was little. How is that fair in what they're doing or not doing with Joy Behar in any way remotely proper? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I'm curious about that. And if you're in the Sacramento, San Francisco area tonight, you have got a special sanction to go straight to the front of the line if you're listening on KTKZ, our friends at 1380 The Answer. Now, I know what I think about it, and I know why I think that it happened. But I actually want you, as the American people, to tell me. I want to know if what I think you're going to say is actually what you end up saying. Because to me, it seems fairly obvious. You have a complete double standard. Is there any doubt that it's a double standard? Megyn Kelly said, I remember hearing blah, blah, blah. We didn't do it. I wouldn't have been okay doing it, but I remember hearing somebody say that it's not necessarily offensive to use blackface at Halloween if you're trying to go as, you know, a black woman. By the way, in the midst of all this, did you see the Ted Danson, Whoopi Goldberg photos that came out when the Virginia story got up and running? Ted Danson did an entire roast. Now, he and Whoopi Goldberg, I think, had a bit of a relationship, and so there was some sort of, like, you know, kind of intrinsic thing, connection there. But there's, I mean, and he did not wear it well. He did not look like a black man when he had blackface on. He looked like a white man wearing blackface, trying to pretend to look like a black man. And there was nothing effective about it at all. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. Obviously, it nearly cost the governor of Virginia, though he seems to have skated on it. Here's the weird thing about the Virginia controversy. The governor wore blackface. They got him dead to rights with the photo in the yearbook. Next in line would have been the lieutenant governor. He had two sexual assault accusations leveled against him. Third in line would be the attorney general, who also just came out and voluntarily said, well, if you're looking for blackface things, I got a picture in my yearbook, too. So we're all, you know, just putting it out there. And in Virginia, a controversy that was started basically around who was wearing blackface when back in the day ended up getting only the African-American guy fired. Everybody else still has their job. How'd that work? Let's go to Sacramento. Steve is online, too, tonight. Hello, Steve. Welcome.
In your discussion, I agree. You know, we're just conservatives. That's the problem. So if you're conservative and you do anything, you're going to get just nailed by the media. What about Jimmy Fallon? All right. What about Jimmy Kimmel? These guys do blackface routines. I've seen them on their shows.
Right.
And nobody's mentioned them at all. I mean, why are we deciding it's okay for them and not okay for everybody?
Well, it certainly seems inconsistent, and, you know, I don't even know. I'm not even, Steve, and thank you for tuning us in tonight on AM 1380, The Answer. Do you like the station? It's fairly new on this format, correct?
Yes. Well, we've been around for a while here at KTKZ, but I like the format, and it's a good station. They've got a good lineup of hosts, and it's a good station.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, Steve. Appreciate it, and keep listening. And here's the thing I want to really clarify about Megan. I don't know if she's a conservative. And I did her show when she was daytime. I did, goodness, 50 times in the last couple of years that she was on in daytime. And I don't know if she's a conservative or not. I don't know that I ever knew a position on anything ever. She was a really good journalist. The problem is she just didn't ever buy the company line. And the same thing, I think, hurt her at NBC. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we're coming back. Final few minutes. Don't go away.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
Calvin McCullough, glad to have you with us. So thankful to have you here, watching on Biz TV, listening on great talk radio stations across the country. And again, tonight's a big welcome to San Francisco and Sacramento, because markets number 8 and number 20 are being welcomed in on AM 1380 The Answer, and our good friends at KTKZ there in that market. Let's real quickly go to Washington, watching on Biz TV tonight. Let's go to George. Hello, George.
Hello, yes.
Yeah, what's your thought?
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Say, I watched the program. Al Jolson put black paste on his face for many years, and nobody said a word. How come all of a sudden it's a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because the social justice warriors are all in charge of everything now. George, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts, you can also email me, kmcradio@gmail.com. And, of course, we're here every Saturday night. Now, finally tonight, you may think that political correctness has done the worst it can do. Just wait until this year's super successful Toy Story 4 hits the big screens, because there's a group that has an issue with it. Now, you may be a bit surprised by this. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, okay, stay with me on this. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals are saying that Toy Story is problematic, the Toy Story 4 that's coming out, because of the character named Bo Peep. You know, the one who lost her sheep and didn't know where to find them? She has a shepherd's crook. You've seen that, right? Bo Peep has a shepherd's crook. She does that because she tends her sheep, and sometimes she prods the sheep. But they're not real sheep because they're plastic sheep. In fact, they're not even plastic. They're images of plastic sheep on an animated movie. But People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals say that the message that Bo Peep has of wanting to exploit her sheep to get some wool, which is a natural process found in, you know, we've been doing it since the beginning of time. They grow it back. It's like hair. They're labeling Bo Peep problematic because she wants to exploit her digitally created plastic toy sheep for their wool in Toy Story 4. Evidently, we're not supposed to even let our toys pretend to exploit their woolen sheep for the sake of what it is. Anyway, that has to be one of the most absurd stories of the week. I don't know of another one that's any worse, although the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez revelation of the Green New Deal came mighty close. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to hit Bo Peep over the head and be all mad at her for wanting to do what people have done forever. Use the wool of sheep, even if they're digitally enhanced plastic toy sheep, because that's what they're there for. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Stick with us this next week. Get our podcast all week long, and we'll see you next Saturday night right back here at Radio Night Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.